Picture this. Chicago, 1893. Mayor Carter Harrison is napping at home. He had a famous open-door policy inviting citizens to call on him any time. A known crank named Eugene Prendergast did, firing a gun into the mansion and the mayor. Carter Harrison was killed. One local priest, Casimir Zeglin, was so affected by the murder of his mayor that he decided to do something about it. And 4 years later, Brother Casimir informed Chicago that he invented a way to get shot and live to tell the story. Historian Paul Collins is a literary detective of a kind who rediscovered the forgotten entrepreneur and wrote about him for last week's New Scientist magazine. He joins us now from WSUI in Iowa City. Paul, welcome back.
Oh, hello, Scott.
And what did Brother Casimir invent?
He came up with a bulletproof vest.
What was it made out of? I mean, it was just a big steel tube?
Well, the year that the mayor got shot, there had been something of a fad for bulletproof vests. In one case, the guy was basically wearing a bag of concrete.
That's one way to one way to do it, I guess, isn't it?
Zeglin, his claim to fame was that he actually invented a usable vest. What he did was he took a 16th-inch steel plating and sandwiched it in layer after layer of very tightly woven silk. Initially, it was about an inch and a half thick, and he eventually got it down to about a half inch.
How did he go about testing this?
The first test that was done was actually on a cadaver at a dental school in Chicago. And what he wound up doing was he actually got a friend of his, a fellow named Count Sarnecki, to fire at this cadaver wearing one of these vests. None of the bullets got through. And so then they stepped it up to trying it on a live dog, on a Great Dane. The dog seemed to come out okay, if maybe a little...
Traumatized, I should think, yeah.
a little irritated at the very least, I would think. And it was obvious that at some point someone was in fact going to have to demonstrate that this worked. And he said, if anyone's going to test it, it'll be me.
So how did he do that?
He actually set up a demonstration at a music hall in New York City in 1897. And first Sarnecki warmed up by firing a few shots at one of these vests. The first shot ricocheted out into the audience and hit a woman in the shoulder. The next shot hit one of the footlights, and then the priest stepped up. This must have been pretty difficult for Sarnecki because not only was he shooting a priest, he was also shooting an old friend of his. So it would have been bad on either count for the experiment to go wrong. And needless to say, he did survive.
And he was successful?
He was not very financially successful. He really tried very hard. He went to the Armed Services Committee in 1904. He went to the Army repeatedly and often got close to getting deals on it and yet never quite managed to clinch them. He also tried to make one for President William McKinley. And when he contacted McKinley's secretary, the secretary said, well, okay, let's have a meeting in a month's time. Two weeks later, McKinley got shot. So I guess the moral there is don't procrastinate.
Paul, how did you come across the brother?
I was actually going through an old copy of the Brooklyn Daily Eagle from 1897, and I came across this headline. When I looked into it a bit, other headlines like "He fears not bullets," you know, "Priest to be shot at noon," kind of headlines that tend to grab your attention. And when I dug into it a bit more, I found that there were scores of articles about him. He was very well known at the time. And yet, nothing had been written about him in 100 years.
Paul, nice talking to you again.
Oh, good talking to you.
Historian Paul Collins, whose books include Banvard's Folly, 13 Tales of People Who Didn't Change the World. And to read news coverage of Brother Zeglin from 1902, you can come to our website, npr.org.